Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Welcome everybody.
Now, this week, let me get the title of the Heartbeat.
It's a long title.
Right, yes. So you spoke about living in mindfulness of the magnificence of our God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was great in the terms of drawing us back to thinking about who God is.
Yeah.
And I think this year we've actually talked quite a bit about all our thoughts, about how powerful our thoughts are, because this Heartbeat really delved into that again.
Yeah. What do you think about?
Yeah.
How your mind goes.
That's it. And I mean, you started off by saying, you know, when you're tired, we just don't cope in life. I think most of us have experienced.
Especially us women.
Yeah. But you know when like you're really tired and you're like, you know that you can just snap at anyone because you're grumpy. Yeah. And
you've reached
like,
your limit.
Yeah.
Enough's enough.
Yeah. And you're sharing how you looked at your circumstances, you're feeling overwhelmed, a bit ho-hum, but then you felt like the Spirit say, ask you this question, who are you? And what I also liked is you said the Spirit answered for you and said words like, you are a daughter of the living God, you are victorious, you are an heir, and remind you, the Spirit reminded you and spoke into you about who God's made you to be.
Yeah.
And I think if we can, with the Holy Spirit's help, talk to ourselves like that more often, like how much would that pull us out of so many times when we're feeling low, or help us step into something new that God's wants for us?
See, I find the wonderful magnificence of God in knowing we needed the Bible, we needed the words, the history of life, the history of people, of the people of God, the history of humanity, how we needed is like the stories of what God has done in their life, how they reacted to God, different circumstances, how God came and acted. Then, you know, in the New Testament, Jesus has come and Jesus has shown us the resurrected life and how to live as people and live as a church community and everything. It's all reminding us of who we are and who God is. Who we are in God and who God is. Because we so often along the way forget. And if when we read the stories,
we know it's a story of people who forget.
And are just like us.
Then
God reminds them.
Or
they are reminded by another means or ways or method. And then they say, Lord, forgive us. We forgot who we were. You know, even David, because of his sin of chasing after Bathsheba, and he ended up marrying her, but he'd killed Bathsheba's husband because he wanted her and that. But because of the sin of this lust in his life, he'd forgotten who he was. He was the king and who God was.
Yeah.
And what did he say? Oh, forgive me. And he says, create in me a clean heart, O God. And so it's just, I love that we need to, not for us, but everybody, remind ourselves. And the Holy Spirit reminded me, who are you, woman? You know, who are you?
Yeah.
You're a daughter of the living God. And then I read this thing from St. Paternus, who talks about, and it's actually, he wrote it and it's got, in inverted commas, in advice to a son, in advice to a daughter, in advice to a follower.
Yep.
And I read it and I went, I'd forgotten who God was. Because if I remember who God was and I remember who I am in God, then I really have no worries. I really have no low feelings. Or if I do, I give them to him and he fills me up. He protects me.
Or you have a way of counteracting them.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yes. Like, it's funny. I was thinking of when you were sharing in your Heartbeat, a gentleman who ran our youth group many, many years ago, he two stories. One night he said he woke up feeling like really, really low. And he said he had to like actively remind himself, no, 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 you're a son of the king. Like he had to like be speaking out against those thoughts of what was feeling low. And the second thing, he said he every morning would have, well, what I think our dad's called before mirror time. He would stand in the mirror and he would say the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And he would say, you're a person of joy. You're a person of love. You're a person of peace. Like just reminding him that the Holy Spirit lives in him, therefore from flows from you are the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
You know, so it just reminded me of that as you were sharing and how, yes, when we feel low, those times will come. You know, that's part of being human.
Mm.
But we can push against them with knowing who we are in God.
Mm. So St. Paternus.
Yes.
Reminded, because it's advice to a son. So he's reminding the son, reminding the daughter, reminding us who God is.
Mm.
First of all, my child, think magnificently of God. Magnify his providence, adore his power, pray to him frequently and incessantly. Bear him always in your mind.
Mm.
Teach your thoughts to reverence him in every place, for there is no place where he is not.
Mm.
So I need to reverence him when I'm at the pub.
Yep.
Meaning I still watch my behavior. I don't get drunk and slovenly and out of self-control.
For all those times you go to the pub, Mum.
Yeah.
But yes,
never. But yes. But, you know, but I need to think of him when I'm in the library.
Mm.
Think of him when I'm at work on the train.
Mm.
You know, and when it's reverencing him wherever you are, then you actually act as a good ambassador for him.
Mm.
And someone could say, wow, look at that Christian.
Mm.
Surely they know Christ because look how they behave. Look how they love. Look how they act. Isn't that what spoke to the Roman Empire?
Mm.
And they actually then became Christian. Yes. It was they looked and saw how the early church looked after the widows and the poor and the homeless.
Yep.
Wow, look how they love, look how they serve, look how they care.
Yep.
There must be something in this Christ thing.
Mm.
And St. Paternus goes on to say, therefore, my child, fear and worship and love God first and last. Think magnificently of him.
Mm.
And I read it and it changed my mindset, my thinking.
Mm.
And when you realize that your mind can control so many things. Mm, the way you go, the way you think, the way you act.
So I looked up that proverb that you said.
Yes.
Yeah, in the book of Proverbs.
How you go.
So chapter 4, verse 23. So in this particular version, it says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts.
Yes.
And then if you read the NRSV version, which I'm going to just get out now, it says it slightly differently. And the reason it says it's differently, I'll show you. So it's Proverbs 4, verse 23. It says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Now, when it says keep your heart with all vigilance, heart often actually also means mind. So that's why in the first version I said it says careful how you think. This is saying keep your heart with all vigilance.
Keep your mind alert,
I guess. Protect it from other thoughts.
Yes.
That's what it's saying. When it's saying thoughts. Be vigilant, be ready for what's going to come your way, because from your heart flow the springs of life, meaning the way that you live,
your life,
the way that
your
attitude, your life,
your priorities.
Yeah. Yep. So different versions will tell you different things, but essentially saying, yes, the way we think is the way we go. And so, as you were saying, if we can think about who God is and his magnificence,
that's right,
and bring that into our lives.
And knowing who we are, the son or daughter of the living God.
Then we can help us in the way that we go.
Our life chooses a certain way, yep.
One thing that I put down and I've written it in asterisks is bring God into your world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God wants to be in your world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think an important thing that you pointed out was if we seek after him, we will find him. Well, that's the scripture that came to my mind. And what you said was if we think more of God, we see him more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because he's not already there, but We're looking for him.
He reveals himself to those who seek after
him. Yeah. And it's funny because often someone may say, oh, I don't know where God is in my life. Well, then I suppose the response to that is, so are you seeking after him? Are you looking all the time? Because God will reveal himself.
Yes.
And then when you said bring God into your world, yeah, it just made me think, yeah, if you can bring God into your world, how much more will you see him all the time and therefore speaking to you?
And then you actually see God's provision, God's blessing, God's protection. You actually see it. You can actually, it's as if, and God is real, but it's as if he's right there and you can actually see what he does. Oh my goodness, you go, that wasn't me, that was God. Oh my goodness, why did my boss say that? He's never been approachable and all of a sudden it's like he's turned full circle. It's God.
And reminding ourselves about the magnificence of, now I'm not going to be able to say it, magnificence of God by going out and looking at creation is a great way to remind ourselves of who God is. Remember my husband often saying that one of the ways that he came to believe in God was by creation, by going like, wow, like who made that?
Yes.
You know? And so it's a great reminder to us.
Yes.
So we hope that this week you've really enjoyed that chat. The weekly challenge is to remind yourself of who you are in God. So maybe every morning.
Maybe seek him out so that he reminds you who you are.
So, I mean, there's a few challenges
in there.
Go
down to the beach.
Yep.
Go seek out the creation and go, wow, look what God made.
Yep.
Lord, I want to know you more. Reveal yourself more to me. Show me myself more. What's my purpose here? Like the whole gamut of it is all encapsulated in knowing God.
Who God is.
And who God is.
So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.